Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President's numbers have fallen off a cliff somewhat in recent months as the administration juggled converging crises both at home and abroad.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president. In this brand new Quinnipiac poll, only 38% of Americans approve of how Biden is handling his job compared to 53% who disapprove.
Just 38% said they approved of President Biden's performance compared to 53% who didn't.
40%, 50%, 100%.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The reality is that every state is now a border state. This sweep of illegals coming across the border, all of those issues are now facing every other state in our union.
You know, everything was working well before, and then they've come in here and in a short 8 months have just undone everything that was, you know, was going good for it.
It was good. I was enjoying it. I had to interfere. Couldn't leave well enough alone. Well, I hope you're happy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Joe Biden's having a tough day in the land o' Lincoln, Illinois. He's mixing up the governor's name and the mayor's name, and God only knows what else. It's kind of hard to ask him to go out 2 days in a row, you know. But he's fighting trillionaires on behalf of the working families of America who don't work and aren't families. Someone's got to fight for the working families of America who aren't working and who aren't families. And in most cases, they're not even Americans. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And we've got much more planned here as we go through the day. And I wanted to start off this hour with something that I was just talking about with Kevin Frisbee top of the hour. The front page story in the New York Post: Biden's tax on the middle class, $175 per month. True cost of inflation on average American family. There it is, along with the picture of Emily there. Emily Rich, what's her name? Rejowski or whatever it is. In case you're watching us on social media. But I'm just going to go over this. The Post did this, an analysis of how much this is the tax you pay for Biden and the Democrats' reckless spending. $175 a month. That's the hidden tax that the average American household is paying for the Biden economy. Some of this is indeed transitory, as Federal Reserve officials like to say. But just pay employees, and you know, they're talking, you know, the fact is that there's so much stuff you can't get anymore. I had to buy a new cell phone today, and they were telling me, well, we can't get the cell phone that you have now. We can't replace it because it's just now a week delay or 2 weeks delay. I was talking to a guy in my building, and he shops at Costco, and he said he went there the other day, and he couldn't get Cokes. Or Diet Cokes. I mean, they're not importing that stuff from China. I mean, they got the bottling plants all over the U.S. and they don't have Cokes.
I was in the grocery store last night on my way home picking up some half and half for coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
and I came across some lady. She was looking at where they keep all the Hostess and the Drake's cakes and everything. Shelf was obliterated. She's 75 years old, she probably doesn't need that stuff. But hey, if you want it, you want it. But she's looking at it in disbelief, like, where's my Drake's cakes?
I know, and again, the Drake's cakes aren't being imported from Pakistan, you know? I mean, where are they? It's probably they couldn't get anyone to drive them to the factory, and perhaps they couldn't get anybody to work in the bakery because they're just still too busy, you know, finishing life at home in their spare time. It's ridiculous what's going on here. Just pay employees more, say the Twitterati. But if you're a small business already squeezed by the rising costs of goods, taxes, and ever-changing government COVID regulations, oh, that is so true, how can you possibly succeed? The only way is rising prices. It's all become a feedback loop that hits your grocery bill. This is the New York Post. Now is the time for the government to step back and let the economy find normalcy again. Suppliers get back up and running. People return to jobs. Prices stabilize. Donald Trump returns to office. I threw that one in myself. Except that's not what Biden is doing. He wants to spend another $5 trillion as if the economic laws of inflation don't exist anymore. All that government money will drive up prices even more. And take just one proposed program, a $6.8 billion initiative to give low-income first-time homeowners up to $20,000 for a down payment. Not a loan, free money. Do they remember Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Great Recession of 2008 when they were giving out all this free money to deadbeats who couldn't pay, and the banks didn't have any more standards because they were just selling the notes to the federal government.
If you're not shopping,
and all of a sudden everything crashed. That wasn't, in the Middle Ages. That wasn't the tulip crash in Holland back in the 17th or 18th century. That was like 12 years ago. But they're doing it again. As demand increases even more than today, the price of homes and then of rents will skyrocket upward. Not our problem, say the Democrats. Nothing spending even more money down the road can't solve. Biden likes to argue that the tax increases to pay for all this spending will only hit the rich. But inflation is a tax, a merciless one that's already hitting Americans hard. And as I was saying to Kevin, every month when the so-called child tax credits, which is just more welfare, are mailed out, he has a press conference. Does he going to have a press conference when the monthly inflation reports come out? That's what I want to know. 844-500-4242. Have you felt, where are you feeling inflation right now? I mean, when was the most recent time you went into the supermarket and said, holy bleep, or any a big box store or a lumber yard or wherever? And when was the last time you couldn't get something that you wanted to get? The Publix chain down here, it's kind of like the Market Basket in New England. It's the big chain, the best supermarkets. They have there are so many items that are out that they have. Market Basket, everybody should be doing this. They have a little sticker that they put. It's green, and it says, sorry, due to supply problems, we can't stock this product that you like to buy right now. And I went in there for the first time last weekend, and I saw two or three products that I normally buy at the Publix across the street from where I live. There was the green sticker. And everybody's going through this. The old lady that Taylor saw last night, you go into a place, you can't buy stuff you like. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah. Hello, Howie.
Hi.
For one thing, how come when Nancy Pelosi says trust the science, why doesn't someone say she sounds like that white-coated lab guy in the Milgram experiment, and why doesn't anyone mention that the Nazis use this disease trick?
I know. We'll get into that. I mean, I've got some quotes from Hochul in New York, the new governor. I mean, we thought Cuomo was bad. Hochul is. I mean, she's not grabbing people by the rear end, I don't think. But she's as crazy as he was. Thanks for the call, Brad. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, the 24-year-old refrigerator died 3 weeks ago, which had replaced a 40-year-old refrigerator. You can't get a refrigerator unless, you wait for weeks and weeks. So we had to go out and buy one of those dorm refrigerators because nobody can guarantee when they're getting delivery. And your choices are totally limited. Like, it doesn't matter what you want or what size you want or how wide it is or how tall it is. You got to take what they got or what they think they can get.
Really? I mean, a refrigerator is, I would consider it a necessity, wouldn't you?
My wife was smart enough to say, let's buy one of those dorm refrigerators, because we went to three stores, and only the high-end store gave us confidence that they would get something in 2 weeks. The big box stores were like, oh, we don't know when that's coming in.
It makes you almost nostalgic for the days of Sears, right? You'd go in there, and there would be a guy in a nice clip-on tie, and he would tell you, what do you want? And it would be delivered at the latest the next afternoon, right?
Oh, that's like Paleolithic times, Howard.
I know it is. Thanks for the call, Paul. You can't get a refrigerator. What kind of economy is this? You know, Biden keeps coming out like he's the Wizard of Oz, and he's presiding over this magical economy where all this money arrives. But what the hell does money mean if it buys less every month, and in many cases you can't buy what you want because he's so screwed up the economy with this this printing of funny money. Thanks for the calls. 844, we'll take some more calls when we come back. What are you, what can't you buy, and what are you noticing when you go to the store, any store, in terms of inflation? As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine, although I certainly try sometimes to do that. Introducing a great new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that gives you the energy you need and are good for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your entire day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beats Heart Chews has unique grapeseed, clinically researched grapeseed extracts that promote heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. What I do is in the morning, I have one of these even before I have my first cup of coffee. As you can see, if you're on social media, it's wrapped in foil just like a candy. It tastes good like a candy, but in fact, it's really good for you. So I have one in the morning, and then I'm going to have one during the show. I'm going to have it as soon as I finish doing this spot right now. And it'll give me a burst of energy, and it's good for my heart. It's good for my blood pressure. It's good for my circulation. It's not like candy that way. It just tastes good like candy. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. That's why I choose Super Beats Heart Chews, and you should too. Join over 1 million customers, get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and right now, you get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. If you're on social media, you're going to see me enjoy one right now. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy's going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. It's a great buy and it's a great place. Book an ocean view room with two queen-size beds and a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What do you call the holiday coming up on Monday? Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day?
Columbus Day!
99% say Columbus Day.
The Nina, the Penta and the Santa Maria.
The Penta. I'm sure the Pinto is in that heirloom soup bean package.
The Pinto. That's what the fake Indians' ancestors used to ride around on the Great Plains. They're ponies. All right, 844-500-4242. $175 per month, true cost of inflation on average American family. I'm so glad that at least some media outlets, big media outlets, are reporting on this. Sometimes you think, the Biden-centric alt-left media don't even want to talk about this. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I own three houses in three different states. Alabama, West Virginia, Brockton, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Once a week, so I get around. I put on almost 80,000 miles on a 2018 pickup truck. So I come to Alabama less than a week ago. I go into a local Walmart to buy some food. Chicken drumsticks, usually six to a package that I buy.
Yeah.
A year ago, they were $3 or less. And I don't care if I was at Stop and Shop in Brockton, Massachusetts, or at a Kroger in Elkins or Lewisburg, West Virginia. They would be $3. I mean, pretty much the same food prices nationally.
Right.
They have doubled. Now, gasoline last year in all three states with just regular unleaded was averaging around $2 a gallon, more or less. Massachusetts is taxed a little bit more than, say, Alabama or West Virginia, but you were at $2 a gallon. Now we're at least $3 a gallon. That doesn't include everything else that's going up. So, I mean, that study that the New York Post did about $175 a month, I think it's probably higher than that.
I do, too.
And my wife, who's African-American, hated Donald Trump. She made the comment last night after coming back from the grocery store, because God bless her, she's a really good Christian woman. She feeds these guys that are in a halfway house. Some of them are veterans that have drug issues here in Opelika, Alabama. Some of them are ex-felons, okay? Three nights a week, she goes to there with her little SUV, makes pre-cooked meals out of her pocket.
What did she say last night to you, Tom?
She said, you know something, for as much as I hated Trump, I wish I had not voted for Joe Biden. She says he doesn't know what he's doing. Food prices keep going up. And she says, I don't know what the future is going to be like with this guy. And she made the comment that I really do. She says, Tom, you know what? You are right. He is senile.
She is now in the majority, and it's an ever-growing majority, Tom, don't you think? Wait till we play these cuts this afternoon from Illinois. Go ahead.
I heard all of his stumblings when he speaks, and the reality is because I had a mom that eventually ended up with dementia, but she would have really good days where she was sharp as a tack, and then the next day she would just be fumbling around, stuttering her words. And, you know, I mean, it's just part of aging. We'll all be there at some point unless they find a cure for it. But the reality is this guy is a weak president, and the only reason why he got elected was, one, I do believe it was a fraudulent election with those unsolicited ballots and no way to confirm if the person voting actually was the real person.
Right. I agree. We don't know who won. And they keep saying, if you know, when a Republican like Andy Biggs from Arizona says, I don't know who won, you know, how dare you? What? Why should he say, who really knows? They're saying Arizona, the audit confirmed Joe Biden's victory. Well, I don't know. Weren't there 86,000 ballots that were flawed in one way or another? And that was in one county. Granted, it was the largest county in the state, but the margin of victory for Joe Biden was 10,000 votes. 844-500-4242. We're gonna keep going with this for a while. But Grace is coming up with the Hate Mail Monday, but hang on. We're gonna do some more on this topic. I'm Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Can you imagine if your refrigerator conked out and you went to the store and they said, you can't get another refrigerator for 2 weeks? Oh, my God. I mean, I was exasperated by the fact that I couldn't just buy a clone of my cell phone. I had to go for a slightly smaller one, but it was no big deal. But it just reminded me again of, thank you, Joe Biden. This never happened when Donald Trump was president. You could buy a refrigerator. You could buy a cell phone of your choice. You could buy some Land O'Lakes whipped cream in a can, which I haven't seen for weeks.
What do you need a big cell phone screen for? It's not like you text or anything.
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
You
but
just
I have
use
a pretty
it because people get in contact with you. You don't get in contact with other people.
But that's what I'm saying, Taylor. It was not a big deal to me. But I like to have a choice. You know, I'm an American, right? Whatever I want to buy, I want to be able to purchase it instantaneously. I don't want somebody telling me, you may have to wait 2 weeks if you want to get the, an exact replacement. You don't understand that, Taylor? You don't feel that way?
This doesn't bring you back to when you used to order from the Sears Roebuck catalog?
I was just talking about Sears Roebuck with that one of those last callers. I mean, again, suddenly I'm getting nostalgic for Kenmore appliances.
You would do better with like one of those really old cell phones, one of the first ones they came out with that's like a big brick.
Or a jitterbug.
Yeah, you need something hardy.
I used to watch Mannix in the early 1970s, the private detective, Mike Connors, with that brick. And I said, man, someday I'm going to have me a brick like that in my 59 Chevy Impala. But I never did. I never did. But then I got a flip phone. I always liked the flip phone. But
I know, me too. You know what? When you hang up on someone and you're angry and you have a flip phone, it just feels different. Flipping that thing shut.
All right. Now it's time for Hate Mail Monday. I have come down to Florida for a few months, and so we got a little behind. But it's time for Hate Mail Monday on a Thursday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right. You know what it is. All week long, we have so many fans of the Howie Carr Show, the Howie Carr columns, Grace's columns, Taylor's Sinatra appearances in Providence, et cetera, et cetera. People want to send us fan mail, emails, voicemail, mash notes. They want to tell us how great we are. Right, Grace?
Absolutely, especially when you're cranking out columns at the speed that you are right now, Howie. It seems like every day there's something new. And your latest column, actually not, this isn't technically your latest. A few of your recent ones have had nice comments on them. People thought you did a good job. So we're going to go back to Howie Carr, pandemic era cheaters always finish first. And yes. There's a nice picture of Charlie Parker on the front of this.
Yes.
Margot writes, why do the Trump supporters want to keep this virus going? Not enough deaths yet?
Again, we use the word projection a lot. Who really wants to keep this going? Is it deplorables or is it Biden supporters who want to keep the population terrified and cowed enough to demand in hundreds of millions of mail-in ballots that can be stolen?
Well, this person, Justin, thinks that someone who's commenting beneath your column and agreeing with you has it wrong. He said, Phil, I don't expect you to get it, but the purpose of the vaccination requirement is to protect the people around you. If you want to be in a hospital gasping for breath, that's your business. But consider that you're also taking a bed from someone else and putting the staff at risk. People have a right to go to work without taking unnecessary risks brought on by foolish people who are influenced by the likes of Howie Carr.
Oh. It's my fault that the hospitals are having to postpone elective surgery. I'm not the one who instituted the vaccine mandates. That is more affecting the quality of service at the hospitals than the virus is. People have begun to notice that. Have you seen those stories, Grace?
Yes.
That the reason the hospitals are shutting down wards is because they can't get any more nurses because they're laying people off so fast because they won't get the vaccine.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. You're laying off a bunch of nurses when the hospitals are already pretty busy.
But if you're a low-info, feeble-minded Channel 5 viewer or Boston Globe reader, New York Times reader, MSNBC viewer, a mitten-netter, you don't care about the facts. You don't follow the science, do you?
No, you don't. Now, Howie, you mentioned to the listeners that you went to Florida this past week. You are now
yes.
in sunny Palm Beach. And I wanted to let you know that some people are taking this pretty hard. Cut one.
Hi, Howie. I believe that you, Howie Carr, should pay your loyal listeners reparations because we enable you to leave this hellhole called Taxachusetts, go to Florida, and when you're there, you make fun of us.
Reparations? I think not.
Another person, Howie, this is just a classic hate mail caller. Cut six, please, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, you know who it is. It's me. It's your bro. And I have one thing to say, buddy, and that's that you're a wiener.
Even in Florida, you can't escape the you're a wiener guy.
I don't have any bros. Even my one brother is not my bro. I don't like that word, bro.
Bro? Come on, bro. Oh, by the way, Howie, this was kind of interesting. Do you know Tom Nichols? He's on Twitter a lot. He's a blue check mark. He commented on a tweet, and the tweet, some of this stuff is a little complicated, but this was the original tweet. This person writes, after returning from several years overseas, I was shocked by the extent to which Trumpism and the cancer of Fox's propaganda has taken root in blue-collar New England. Tom Nichols writes back, it's not even blue-collar New England. It's the educational and cultural divide at work again. Massachusetts stateies are paid pretty well and get excellent benefits. There's a political problem at work here. Now, someone else comments and says, I blame Howie Carr, who used to be a reasonable guy but went full Trump and never looked back. I guess the money is better telling lies than it is for chasing mobsters and government corruption.
I could have sworn I still chase government corruption. The problem with chasing mobsters is they're mainly retired now. They're living down here in Florida.
You're contributing to the Trumpism in blue-collar New England.
So in a way, you are chasing mobsters.
No. They chased me. I lived here before they lived here. Most of them. They moved. I can't help it if they figured out that winters in New England suck, whether you're in prison or not.
Well, you don't have
just
to be
feels like, it feels like you're in prison, even if you're
much
not.
Much easier to plant a bomb when it's 78 and
yeah.
sunny.
I don't have to be a genius to figure out that it's better there in the winter. Hey Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years. Make sure you check out Pantadosi Baking. You can usually find their rolls at your local market. Let's play Cut 5, please.
Howie Carr. Ink-stained wretch, blue-collar guy. Also, Howie Carr. Yes, I went to Deerfield with one of the Wessons. We used to play squash together on Tuesdays. We both got into brown together at the same time. It was quite a good. It was the good old days.
We never had enough squash courts. If I played squash twice a year, it was a lot. We had 8 squash courts.
You are not making a good defense for yourself right now. If I played squash twice a year, that was considered a lot.
I'm just telling you, it was a hard Scrabble prep school with only 8 squash courts. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't know how you made it, Howie. Real tough. Now let's.
Charlotte made up for lost time when she went to Deerfield, though. She was a good squash player. She actually played with the varsity at least once. She didn't get a letter, but she was good. She was good at it.
All right, now this is an interesting take here, Howie, because I think you're extremely generous, but some people disagree. Cut two.
Wow, this radio host gives away free tickets to a concert. The other radio host gives away free tickets to the Moose Sox. Another radio host gives out free tickets to a dinner somewhere. What does Howie Carr do? He gives out a free pizza and on one of his free books. Thank God you're going to Florida.
I know exactly what you're going to say right now. Ready? Ready? Can I say it before you do?
You could say it.
Go ahead. This is what Howie's going to say. What's wrong with free pizza? I think free pizza and a free book's pretty good. Did I take the words out of your mouth?
I was going to say I didn't come here to be made sport of, or I'm sorry if you didn't have bus fare to Malden, pal.
I thought we were being very generous on our remotes.
I thought that was a great deal. And you get to have a picture taken with you or me.
And the value of that is unknown because it's, you know, you really can't put a price on that. By the way.
And it's not just a regular book. It's an autographed book.
Right. No, absolutely. This is another hate mail. Balloonhead guy is unfortunately back at it again. Cut three.
Hey, Balloonhead. You probably think the Durham report came out of North Carolina. Go back to the sandbox.
Probably came out of Connecticut. That's where he was the U.S. attorney. Probably still lives there.
I'm glad Balloonhead guy is back. I missed him. And lastly, we'll play one more. Cut four, please, Taylor.
Howie, what's the deal with you letting Officer Mark ride his scooter to the studio and load you up with graft? Those are ill-gotten gains from the mall he allegedly protects. I thought the crook was supposed to bribe the cop, not the other way around. Officer Mark, give me a break.
I'm picturing Officer Mark on a scooter.
Listen, I'm a traditionalist. Traditional graftmeisters, politicians use cops as bagmen. Officer Mark is my bagman. Or should I say, to be woke, he's my bag person.
And he
kicked up because that's what the guy, I'm the boss, not of the family, but of the outfit. I'm running the family, the outfit. So that's it. He delivered. How's the Tito holding out, Grace?
It was good.
It was good. It's gone. He was only there a few days ago.
No, I have a little bit left, a couple drops left to get me through the night. It was delicious. I sent Officer Mark a picture and I said, this is not going to waste. Not that I think he ever imagined it would go to waste. It was absolutely delicious.
Thank you, Officer Mark. I enjoyed the wine too and the book on the penguins. The penguin sent me a book to, you know, because of Honest Howie's carbon credits.
Because you're doing so much for them.
Right, we didn't want to discriminate against endangered species in the southern hemisphere. We're not just for polar bears anymore at Honest Howie's Carbon Credits.
You're so brave. By the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company. Howie, that is it for this week. I would appreciate if you could maybe take a picture of yourself out walking in Florida. And that usually helps me garner even more hate.
Maybe picking out a new pair of Madras shorts.
Yes. Anything with your feet in it would be good.
Would you like me to send you a picture from poolside in my Madras shorts over the weekend?
That would be stellar. But make sure you have a real, I don't know how else to phrase it, bleep eating grin on your face. Because that tends to get people the most angry.
How about me in the pool?
Oh, okay.
How about that? Or would you like both?
I mean, I don't know if we're really up for the Baywatch type photos. Maybe just...
Poolside is pushing it.
Yeah.
All right. Poolside. You'll be getting a poolside photo over the weekend.
Lovely.
All right. Good. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. 30 seconds, half a minute, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
So are the great leaders who are here today. JP, you, Governor, you've done more than about anybody I can think of in any state. I mean that sincerely.
Is Governor JP Pritzker any relation to Governor JB Pritzker? We'll play more of these cuts in the next hour. I want to take a few more calls on this. Biden's tax on the middle class, $175 per month, true cost of inflation on average American family. And I'm with the earlier caller. I think it's more than $175 a month. And it's just, it's a whammy here. You know, in the 1970s, when Jimmy Carter was president, at least if you weren't looking for gas, you could probably go to an appliance store and buy whatever you wanted. Now you can't even do that. The inflation's out of control, and the products are disappearing from the shelves because it's not that we're running out of natural resources. The supply chain has been disrupted mainly by governmental mismanagement and idiocy. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Love the show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, so I listen to you all the time, and I listen to and certainly see across the nation what we're dealing with under President Biden, and I work in an industry that is certainly experiencing significant deficiencies because of the lack of workers. The question is, where are the solutions? Under this president, where are the solutions to get people back to work that don't include paying them to stay home or paying them to remain indebted to the government and getting them back to work? And similarly, where does it end with the lack of freight, the lack of shipping, which certainly has a lot to do with our workforce right now? So where are the solutions? Have you heard any, and when are they
coming? No, there are no. I mean, they want to keep it going. They keep saying, well, you know, it's going to be difficult for people to go back to work because they're afraid of COVID. That's BS. Or they want to change their jobs. Well, you know, good, get a job, but then work on getting a new job. Your parents told you never quit your job before you got another job. And not all of these solutions that they're proposing, so-called solutions, are just to increase government dependency, Rich. You know that. And we can't end the eviction ban because people will be homeless. Well, they ended the eviction ban and nobody's homeless. Guess what? People have more money in their bank accounts now than they ever did because the government's printing money. The money's worth a lot less than it was a year ago, but they have more money in their accounts, and they don't have to pay their student loan debts either because they can't afford it. Oh, you know, it's all about increasing dependency, because if you're dependent, you're going to be a Democrat voter. Thanks for the call, Doug. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Howie. Great show, as always. So I'm a lot concerned about the infrastructure bill. Right now, we live in a time where you can't get workers. I own a fabrication business, and I'm having a problem getting steel. When I can get it, the prices are up. So our industry is already, for lack of a better term, overheated. So now they're going to turn around and they're going to pump trillions of dollars to chase the already short supply metals and employees. And what's it going to do to a small business owner like myself?
I know. I mean, that's what the New York Post was saying. It's going to, I mean, you find it harder. You have less money to compete for these workers. I mean, Amazon can hire a few thousand workers and just write it off. They could just add some more people to Prime. Thanks for the call, Doug. I'm Howie Carr.